Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, winning isn't easy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Last night, to me, was further proof that if a team hangs around long enough, good things are going to happen to them. What was your message after the first period?
Not much after the first period, Schultzy. I was not a happy camper after the second because it seemed on the bench that we had way too many turnovers and too many ill-advised plays. And, you know, I just said if we want to sit there and defend all night, guys, because we're making turnovers, I mean, it's, you know, this game's going to get over pretty quick. So we're fortunate enough to win that period. And only in hockey this can happen where you get outplayed and you're up, you know, you win the period 1-0. So I just said, let's just take care of the puck. Let's get our legs going and let's just play some hockey. And the guys did that in the third.
As the saying says, film doesn't lie. Did the film back up what you thought you were seeing in real life?
Yeah, but the biggest thing is, Schultzy, a lot of these things are such, you know, teachable, this early season teachable type things that you know they're going to happen. You just don't want to maybe have them happen, maybe, you know, with the quantity that they actually did maybe in that second period.
You scored three goals in about 3 minutes and in the third. What was the bench like during that three-minute stretch?
It was great. And, you know, you sit there and you replay that game out in your mind, and then you play the other two periods out in your mind a little bit, and you sit there and say, my gosh, we're up 4-1 right now. And then, you know, then obviously, again, just, you know, a lot more confidence and, you know, a little more swagger. And the guys just, again, they played. And then, again, we had an extra step right there.
You had two freshmen score goals last night, 11 players that scored, including 4 points from defensemen. Which of those is more impressive to you?
I don't know, Schultzy. You know, I never thought of it that way, but it's good to see. We do want to get our defensemen up in the play. We want to create five-man offense, so I guess I'm pretty excited about that, Schultzy. And hopefully that's just not an aberration. Hopefully that continues on, and we really liked how Juice jumped up in the play in that one goal right there, and then, of course, Whitey, and, you know, he did a great job on the power play. You know, just biggest thing is he slid the puck over to Jerry, then he slid the puck over to Braids, and he got a couple A's right there. So it's just kind of we really want to get our defensemen, again, active. We feel we have an active decor, so we got to turn them loose a little bit on the rush.
Other than taking care of the puck, where do you need improvement tonight?
I think we have to be more physical. We need to be better on the forecheck. We were just a little late last night, Schultzy. And, again, maybe it was because we defended a lot too. So game shape is so much different than practice shape, and we needed to get banged around. You need to play with that at that pace, and so we'll see what happens tonight, Schultzy.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. You know Duluth is going to come after you tonight in their barn. How important is a good start?
Oh, absolutely. It's imperative that you have a good start. Again, we just don't want to have a repeat of the second period or maybe the last 10 minutes of the first period. So, but again, we'll have to see too. I hope that we have more jump. Again, we ran out a little gas last night because we defended, but conversely, winning the game kind of perks you up a little bit as well, Schultzy.
To be blunt, the WCHA's had a bad couple of years out of conference. I realize we're in a small sample size right now, but through three nights, the WCHA has 5 wins and 2 ties out of conference. It's pretty darn good. Can you just talk about the importance of the pairwise and what that means, even though it is week two of the season?
Well, it is critical. I mean, if you want to get a couple teams in the tournament, you have to win non-conference games, not only as a team but as a league. And last year was really kind of unacceptable. You have to look in the mirror. We have to look in the mirror. Our league had to look in the mirror. We just didn't fare very well. And actually, 2 years ago wasn't bad. But, you know, you're right. I mean, you have to win these games. And I don't want to sit there and just tell our guys that, like, you know, what, like, this game is, it's so critical. But at the end of the year, if you're in the hunt, it is critical, Schultzy.
The out-of-conference part does have to be a piece of that puzzle with the pairwise. I get it. Is there maybe too much weight put on that? I mean, you're playing 28 games in conference, just 6 out-of-conference. To me, those 28 should mean more.
Well, I think they do. All you got to do, though, Schultzy, maybe go .500 in those non-conference games. But if you go 0-7-1 like we did last year, we didn't deserve to advance on. That's how I look at things a little bit, too. So I think you still have to look at your body of work. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see what we would have done last year with 3 more wins in non-conference games. You know, now you're sitting at 25 wins. I don't know if we'd have been in the NCAA tournament or not. I don't think we would have, but I mean, holy moly, 25 wins you'd think would get you there, but I don't think it would have last year. But you just got to put yourself in a position where you're pretty consistent throughout the year.
Looking at your special teams from last night, what went right, what went wrong?
Well, I don't think really many things went wrong. When you factor in it was the first game, Schultze, which, I mean, like our penalty kill, we worked so hard on our penalty kill. We've got a lot of experience back on the back end, but on the up front, we got a lot of new guys killing, and I thought those guys kind of stood tall last night, and I was glad that they only had three power plays, but I thought we stood tall. We looked at the film today. Our guys are doing a lot of good things. They're in good spots. There's good pressure. They have good sticks, and again, I think the biggest thing on the penalty kill right there is just that we had a lot of jam. We engaged well, and we didn't give them a lot of time. And then on the power play, we had our difficulties on the power play, Schultze, but again, we were opportunistic. You know, Jerry scores that goal with just a heater. And same thing with Braids. I mean, Braids took advantage of Duluth's defenseman who was sagged in a little bit. And, you know, he's got pinpoint accuracy, and that was a big-time goal by Adam Brady.
How'd your freshman adapt in-game yesterday with any changes that you guys may have thrown at him?
I thought our guys did well. I mean, you watch the same thing I did last night, Schultze. Ethan Samoz is a heady player, and you know, he's a good penalty killer. He's you know, he's got, you know, good, he's got the backside of his games is good. He's got a good skill set, and Brendan Harris showed you what he's about. He's just a dynamic player, and he's going to be a fun player throughout the years here wearing a Beaver jersey. So those guys played well, and Tyler Vold played very well, I thought, last night as a, you know, as a number six defenseman. He didn't get maybe you know, he didn't eat up hard minutes, but he still, when he was out there, he played well, and he blended in well. And, of course, you know, Miller, I always forget Miller and Brady are freshmen because they were with us last year in redshirt. I really don't look at them as freshmen, but, I mean, those guys, too. I mean, we had five first-year guys in the lineup. 20% of our roster last night was first-year guys, so I thought they passed the test.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.